It was a very, very tricky time for the team. It's been a very difficult few months because obviously what's been going on with the team and Jules, of course. I knew it was going to come to a close eventually. But I knew it wasn't over when we went into liquidation. And we worked very hard for 2 weeks to try and get something done.
And it was close, wasn't it?
It was so close. I can't tell you how close it was. So I was involved on a phone call on Tuesday evening with about 20 personnel from the team to see if it was actually possible to get here. And we took the decision that we would try our best. So from that moment, the mechanics came in overnight on Tuesday with the tools to get the freight ready. Wow. The freight left on time from the factory on Wednesday morning. It got to the airport on time, and just as they're about to load the plane, what we need, the finishing funding for the deal, didn't come through. But the annoying thing was that the funding did come through in the end. It was just we had a deadline, and if we didn't get to it, we just weren't going to get here in time. And so, you know, it was a very hard moment for the team because we thought we had a bit of hope left.
It's been heartbreaking. And Graham Loudon said to me he was 12 minutes away from coming to the airport, so really difficult times. But where does that leave you moving forward? Because you're saying it's not over, even though the company's in liquidation.
You know, I'm a hopeful person, and I think as long as you try hard enough, your work will pay off in the end. And it's definitely not over. I agree it's made it more difficult. But what we really need to find out is where we stand, ourselves and Caterham.
Yep.
Because if we still stand ninth, our chances are very good. And tenth, in fact, because ninth and tenth, there's not a huge difference.
Gives you the money,
of course. It gives you a lot more funding than we're used to. And I think that makes it a lot more approachable for investors. But if we drop to 11th, there's a huge amount of deficit that they're going to have to make up for. So that's the answer we need to find out sooner rather than later. And if that is ninth or tenth, then I'm hopeful we can get something done because we're a great team. We work hard, and I think if we had some extra bit of funding, yeah, we would definitely start mixing with the midfield.
I think you got the whole Formula One world behind you there. We did have some better news about Jules this week, though, didn't we?
We did. I was treating no news as good news at one point, but it was even better than that. And I woke up not knowing that he had travelled to France successfully. And the best bit of news for me was he was now around his friends and family, and he's breathing on his own. That was really important for me to hear. So, you know, it's encouraging. It's a long road to recovery, but I think all our thoughts are paying off, and we can hopefully see him.
Absolutely. Vital signs today. Well, still critical, but a good move forward. Max, we hope to see Marussia back, of course, and thank you very much for chatting with us today.